Good afternoon from the University of Southern California. Welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 13th. I'm Daniel Tran. Five Democratic presidential hopefuls are facing off for the first time tonight. Max Schwartz is reporting live from Las Vegas at the first Democratic national debate. What is the atmosphere like at the Wynn, Max?
Well, the atmosphere certainly is exciting. It's getting very busy. Candidates have arrived. Journalists have been working here all day. And it's getting loud with people and with CNN moving about and playing on the TVs.
Okay, so Hillary Clinton is leading the polls, but Bernie Sanders is surging in second place. What does he have to do to close the gap tonight?
Well, he has to give specifics on his very liberal policy proposals. He can't let Hillary Clinton dominate the conversation and say that he's just spewing off a liberal wish list.
All right, thanks for joining us, Max.
My pleasure. From the Wynn and the Democratic debate in Las Vegas, Nevada, Max Schwartz, Annenberg Media.
Los Angeles is the current wage theft capital in the U.S., with $26.2 million stolen weekly from low-wage workers. A Senate bill passed last week is trying to change that. ARN's Tashina Fleming has more.
Hundreds of workers gathered today at the Service Employees International Union headquarters. They were celebrating the passage of the Fair Pay Act last week by Governor Jerry Brown.
This is the most aggressive wage theft defense legislation in the history of California, probably since the establishment of the minimum wage and the restoration of the 8-hour day back in 2000 by Governor Davis.
That was Lilia Garcia Bauer of the Maintenance Cooperation Trust Fund. Hers is one of many organizations that supported the bill. Once effective, the bill will crack down on employers who commit wage theft. Prior to today, employers committing wage theft were able to evade litigation by closing their businesses or intimidating some workers. Elsa Castaneda supports her four children cleaning airplanes. She says she is owed $7,000 by her company. She speaks here with the help of a translator.
I would work 10 hours, but they would only pay me 6 or 8.
Castaneda is hoping to see change. If a company is found to be paying workers unfairly, the law allows a company's assets to be frozen. Tashina Fleming, Annenberg Radio News.
Members of United Teachers Los Angeles are gathered outside school district headquarters right now. They are protesting Eli Broad's proposed charter expansion plan. The plan would put 50% of LAUSD students into non-union charter schools. Public school teachers fear that this plan would put their jobs at risk since the declining enrollment would require less educators. Charter schools also tend to hire younger teachers with less experience, which could jeopardize older faculty. The most recent poll, however, shows that 70% of voters would support the expansion plan. A nonprofit environmental group and a member of LA City Council are looking for answers after garbage spilled onto a SoCal beach last month. Rania Aniftos has more.
Heal the Bay and City Council member Mike Bonin called for an investigation today into the spillage of medical and personal hygiene waste onto Dockweiler State Beach. The trash was discovered in late September, but officials are still unsure about how it got there. Bonin's main goal now is to prevent such an incident from happening again. Heal the Bay's CEO says that the major issue that needs immediate attention is making sure that the wastewater plant completes maintenance work. The facility can then stop using the backup pipe where the debris might have originated. Rania Aniftos, Annenberg Radio News.
A shakeup at Twitter has called for major changes. Max Holm has the details.
Twitter will be firing 8% of the company's employees, according to co-founder Jack Dorsey. Dorsey sent out an email to the entire staff this morning, alerting them of plans to lay off up to 336 people. This action comes 2 weeks after Twitter brought back Dorsey as a permanent CEO in an attempt to fix the company's slowing user growth and financial losses. The issue has raised uncertainty about the company's future, especially as it competes with other social media platforms. As part of its revival plan, Twitter released a new feature last week called Moments that combines tweets, video, and photos of major events. Dorsey hopes that this will make the app more user-friendly. Max Holm, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Daniel Tran.